Hiya, backstage. I'm here with my partner, Tom Like a Bomb.
Hello.
And we are going to be doing This Is a Burner Account couples questionnaire. Okay, Tom.
Yes.
What was the first thing you noticed about me?
Well, to the surprise of absolutely no one, it was your boobs.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Oh. Lena has great tits. Oh my God.
It's true. He loves my tits. I love my tits. Well, and the first thing I noticed about you was not your tits. It was your eyes. And to be fair, also your eyelashes. He has ridiculous eyelashes. I'm jealous of his eyelashes. Like, I wish I had eyelashes like his. I know that's a very strange thing to say, but it's true.
Well, there you have it. All right, Lena. What is something sweet, romantic, or memorable that I have done for you?
So many things, but the one that makes a ooh, yeah. So I have a job that is often unpredictable, and I do have to stay late sometimes. And so I called him once and said, I'm gonna be home late, like really late. When I got home, he had timed it so that I had a cup of my favorite herbal tea on my desk at the perfect temperature to drink. I didn't even have to wait for it to cool down. It was awesome. It was very sweet. And it's what I needed after that day. Oh,
Yeah, that was a rough day,
that was a rough
but
day. Okay. So, what's something sweet or romantic or memorable that I've done for you?
with the same caveat of so many things, one thing that really stands out was there was a period of time where Lena and I had to spend some time apart,
Oh,
which was very sad.
it was.
But she came to visit, and when it was time for her to go, she left me her favorite shirt, one that she'd been sleeping in for years, which was really sweet and really thoughtful because it smelled like her.
Yep.
So I kept that in my bed, and it was really comforting at a time when I needed it.
Can I awe myself? But
I think you just did,
I
so.
did it. Okay, dear, do we have a romantic routine? Notes in the briefcase, flowers every month, a kiss and a hug at the door after work.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, kiss and the hug at the door after work, absolutely. That's.
Absolutely. And before work, a lot too.
We're very, I guess, affectionate people.
It's
There's
true.
lots of kissing and hugging and
Lots of
in
hugging.
general.
Lots of hugging.
So if we're, I mean, even if we're doing completely separate things, like if she's reading, I'm playing video games or vice versa, usually fairly frequently one of us will take a break and go and touch the other one in some way. I mean, we're
He'll rub my shoulders. I'll kiss his cheek. Stuff like that.
we rarely go very long without touching each other.
We
So.
are very physically affectionate people. It's awesome.
And as far as notes go, Lena's schedule can be kind of unpredictable. And so if she's ever unexpectedly away, she will leave me a very sweet handwritten note.
On the desk in front of your computer.
So, and I really appreciate that. It's very nice.
Always try and let him know when I'll be home, if I know, which doesn't always happen, but give him a time frame. Say I love you, I miss you. Say what's for dinner.
So, does BDSM factor into our relationship?
Does anybody not know the answer to this one already? Do you need to hear him spank me again? Yes, we definitely like the BDSM. Mm-hmm. How, I can't even go for like too many audios without talking about how subby I am.
So yes, it factors very much into our relationship. Although we are not by any means a 24/7 DS couple.
No.
It's pretty much confined to the bedroom.
Yep. And it's a frequent occurrence in the bedroom, but certainly not all the time.
Oh no. No, we do.
Plenty of other things.
Yes.
Okay. Who initiates sex most often?
It's probably pretty close to 50-50.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Lord knows it doesn't take much.
Sometimes you just look across the room at me and I was like, what are we doing? How much time do I have before we have to start dinner?
All right, Lena. Who's kinkier?
You are.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not kinky,
no,
but...
you're no slouch, but...
I feel like my kinks are like a subset of yours. Mm. If we drew a Venn diagram, my circle would be mostly in yours. Mostly. But yours would be bigger.
That sounds about right.
I just went so nerdy.
Went.
Okay. Do we watch porn together and how often?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Not terribly often, but it's certainly fun sometimes.
It is. It's one of the things that makes an appearance sometimes. We're like, we haven't watched porn together in a while. How about we do that?
And when we do, it usually involves Angela White.
Oh, Angela White.
Because goddamn.
And she's the whole package, too. I can't help but admire her for her business sense, too. Mm-hmm. And the rockin' bod. And the accent.
Oh, God. Yes. Ugh. It's not even fair.
It is not even fair.
Yeah, we did something fun the last time we watched porn together, actually. Which was, we were both masturbating. Mm-hmm. As one does.
As one does.
And the thing we agreed upon beforehand was whoever finishes first has to help the other one finish.
Mm-hmm.
And not that it's about winning, but I won.
you did win. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We should definitely do that again sometime.
And also, of course, we do listen to audio porn together sometimes. Although usually... we do that independently in our individual private time. But sometimes we will put one on and...
have at it.
Sort of act it out upon each other, which can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that has definitely been fun, too. I wanted to treat him once. So I said, okay, honey, I'll take care of you. You pick the audio you want to listen to while I am. Mm-hmm. That was great.
What are our favorite positions together?
Oh, do we have to pick?
I think there's one clear winner, actually.
I'm interested to see what you think then.
I mean, we certainly do a variety.
It's true, and I like a lot of them.
But, well... what did we do yesterday?
Okay, you're going for me on top then. I do like to ride him. Very, very much so. I like doggy style a lot too, but...
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, oh, definitely.
Stuff, but...
but, me riding him is great. What did I say the count was? 6, maybe 7? I tend to lose track of my orgasms when I'm in a certain state of mind.
You had a lot.
I had a lot. Yeah, usually after 5, I'm not entirely sure of the count anymore. Ooh, okay. What do you think is your partner's favorite body part on you? Don't confirm or deny. See the next question. I am gonna go out on a limb and say Tom's favorite part of me is my boobs. So, what do you think my favorite part of you is?
Probably my mouth or my hands. One of those. Well,
Okay.
what is your favorite body part on your partner?
Oh God, it's absolutely your mouth. Oh, your mouth.
And why is that?
Because you're so good with it in pretty much everything you attempt with it. Your mouth touching any of my body parts or whispering awful, dirty things in my ear, or
Scandalous.
I know, or commanding me to do things. Very fond of that, sir. So, yeah, your mouth, it wins. I like your hands too, and I like your neck, but your mouth. So, boobs?
Boobs.
Boobs.
Again, to the surprise of no one.
Nobody. Absolutely nobody. So, where is your favorite place to touch me?
Feel like a broken record here, but your boobs. I'm touching them right now.
Yes, he was. He was touching my boobs, and I was caught off guard by that, and I'm not entirely sure why. I should have seen that coming.
I do it a lot.
Yeah. So, my favorite place to touch you is your neck. Now I'm petting the back of his head and his neck. Oh, there you go.
How often do we have sex?
A lot.
Yeah.
If I had to quantify it, I would say several times a week. More than 3, less than 7, because we're not quite at every day. So a lot.
Certainly more days than not.
Certainly more days than not.
I think that pretty much covers it.
Yep.
How adventurous does our sex get? Do we have a sex routine, or do we mix it up a lot?
We are pretty adventurous.
Yeah.
Definitely adventurous. There are things we try. And as for having a routine, there's definitely a few things we love and we come back to. I'm not saying we always do something different every time, but we do throw in a lot of new things frequently. So, I mean, I ride you a lot, and that's great, but that is certainly not all we
Yes.
do.
Yeah, we do not have a routine as such.
It's not, oh, it's Monday, it must be time for a blowjob. I didn't just make blowjob Mondays, did I? I thought we don't want to have a routine. We want to
No,
be
we don't.
spontaneous.
We are spontaneous. We do, yeah, so basically we have a lot of sex and we definitely mix it up a lot. There
We do
isn't
whatever
a
we're in the mood for.
exactly. And as sexually specific so brilliantly phrased it once, our general approach is it's always okay to ask and it's always okay to say no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. And we are definitely good at asking for what we want, aren't we, sir? Okay. What do y'all wear to bed together? Sorry, I'm not Southern. I can't say y'all with a straight face. Well, it has been established prior that I sleep naked. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
I do not, on the other hand. It depends on the weather, of course. When it's cold, I usually wear flannel pajamas because they're really comfortable.
And I don't mind snuggling up to flannel pajamas when I'm naked. They're soft. I don't mind at all.
And in warmer weather, I usually just sleep in boxers. And
that is nice, too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What do you think your partner looks sexiest wearing?
You do clean up in a suit real nice. Not that I don't love your pajamas, too. You look plenty sexy in anything, but...
Aw,
well, it's true. But yeah, you look really fine in a suit.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So what do you like to see me wearing to look sexy?
Oh, Lord. Sexiest wearing. Boy, there's a lot of things I could choose from, actually. But you fill out a tank top so nicely.
Hard
to resist that.
I like tank tops.
And you don't wear them to sleep in, but you have these silk pajama pants that... I just love the way they fit you, the way they accentuate your hips when you walk, and how easy it is for me to slide my hands inside them.
Oh, yeah. He does that a lot. Yeah, for all that I don't sleep in pajamas, when I'm at home, I basically live in them. So I have lots of pajamas, and then I take them off to go to bed, which is kind of silly, but they're so comfortable. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to wear regular clothes inside? Do toys feature regularly in our play together? And if so, what are our favorites?
Yes, they do.
Yes. I'm interested to hear what your favorite toy is, because we might have different answers on this.
Well, if we include spanking implements...
Oh, we should. They're toys.
Well, and I'm not just saying this because it's her questionnaire, but the cane that This Is a Burner account gave us the blueprints to make. Very fond of that.
Yeah, me too. I think that's probably my favorite spanking implement. But if we're including everything in the toy box as a definition of toy, my favorite toy overall gotta be the blindfold.
Of course.
Love the blindfold. Not that I don't love the cane, but blindfold. Blindfold me, please. Sir?
Not now, Songbird.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What is our most embarrassing, awkward, funny sex moment together?
That's a good question.
We honestly haven't had too many of those.
I mean, we've never been caught.
We have had sex in some moderately risky places, but yeah, we've never been caught or overheard.
Well, we've probably been overheard, but no one's come forward to complain. 'Cause I can get very loud, but if we've bothered people, we haven't bothered them enough. So, yeah, that hasn't been an embarrassment yet.
And we've never broken a bed or an end table or a
couch,
a chair,
none of that.
Or an ottoman or any of the other assorted things we fucked on.
Yeah, you've definitely bent me over plenty of things, tied me to the ottoman, but we didn't break it.
Nope. We did not break it. So I don't know. I guess we don't have a good answer for that one. Sorry. If applicable, what is our routine during your period? Do I ride the crimson wave?
He hasn't done that, but not, I don't want you to think poorly of Tom, not because he's not willing to, because I'm not. It's great that people want to do things during their periods, but I don't. But I do make an effort, even when I'm feeling unsexy, to make sure Tom is satisfied.
That is true.
Especially because my boobs, oh, they get so tender. And he does love the tit-fucking.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I more than make up for my lack of horniness on my own part during my period with super horniness for a few days after.
Yeah, you are completely insatiable.
I'm a wildcat. It's ridiculous. But it's fun. Lots and lots of fun.
So So, in short, if asked, I would ride the Crimson Wave without reservation, but...
But I haven't asked him to.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
And that's fine. Okay, how would I describe what my partner smells like? No, Tiaba, you're not weird. Tom smells... Well, I suppose in a way it's easiest for me to say what you don't smell like, because I am not a fan of musky smells, and you don't smell musky. You smell manly and comforting. I don't know. Those aren't actual smells. Those are feelings. I get it. But that's how you smell.
All right,
manly and comforting.
I think I can live with that.
So how do I smell?
Like lilacs.
Oh.
No, that's actually true. She uses lilac-scented shampoo and conditioner, so...
Yep. I don't always, but I have been lately. But yes, I do actually smell like lilacs. Oh, I'm such a dork. Smelling like my name.
How would you describe what your partner's cum tastes like?
You're sweet. And I'm not being metaphorical, I'm being literal. You're sweet. Mm. I like it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. I definitely, yes. It's good. He tastes wonderful, just in case you were wondering.
Well, Tiaba was wondering, she asked.
Okay, what about me then?
A little bit sweet, a little bit tangy, and just fucking delicious.
So, like me. I'm a little bit sweet and a little bit tangy. Okay. Do we watch each other masturbate?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
In the aforementioned porn watching scenario, we were...
Definitely watching each other.
Watching each other almost as much as the porn.
Oh, so. Yeah.
So, yes.
Yes. I think it's more common, though. I'd say you sort of watch me masturbate because you help me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess isn't strictly masturbation anymore at that point, but it still is. I definitely like it when you suck on my breasts while I'm going to town on myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's helping. But it's not exactly watching.
No, that's participating.
That's participating.
So we do, but infrequently.
Infrequently.
Because the urge to help is just...
I'm not sure I could resist.
Do we shower together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, certainly. Often.
Yeah, frequently.
Before sex. During sex? Mm-hmm. Well, sex happens during the shower, I suppose, would be.
Yeah.
I don't think we start and then decide to hop in the shower. I'm not sure that's ever happened. And certainly, we shower together afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good times.
Good times.
It's actually really great. After sex, when we're all relaxed, I'll have her hug me with the shower, you know, hitting her back, and then just sort of knead her muscles.
Give her a
standing back rub while she's having all that warm water hit her back as well.
Sometimes I have to tell him to stop because I'm afraid I'm going to fall over. I'm so relaxed. So yeah, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Have we ever, or would we ever, film ourselves having sex? We haven't. We haven't.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy answer.
We haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
Would we?
I'm not one to rule things out in general.
I can't say I really have a specific interest in it, but I guess I'm with you that I wouldn't say no out of hand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the last question.
Well, thank you to This Is a Burner account for writing this very enjoyable questionnaire.
Thanks, Diaba.
I hope our answers were suitably interesting and or entertaining. And thanks to everyone who has listened.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun doing this.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye.